Hello, I'm Janet.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Hi.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. We're in your special studio this week.
We are. I.e. my dining room, if
it's
we can
awesome.
Even call it that.
Right. This is the very first time I've ever traveled anywhere with the podcast, so I'm really excited.
Good. I'm honored.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous, too. I'm like,
So far, so
Hopefully
good.
I don't break anything.
No, yeah. You'll be fine.
So how have you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Yes. Got through the holiday season.
The last time I spoke to you, you were getting ready to perform at the Back Bowl in Eagle.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was so much fun. It was with BT, who mm-hmm. is an old friend, and it was great.
Nice.
It was really fun. And you know what? I'm just thinking of this. It's going to be such a lady story. The litter box is downstairs, and uh-huh. I was hurrying to get ready, and it's the holiday season. Uh-huh. So I didn't really clean up the litter box, and she kicks it out.
Right.
And I cleaned it once, but I left actually the bag just right there.
Oh, no.
So bad. And so he came early. Like, he goes, yeah, I'll be there. So I thought he would, like, call when he
right.
left his friends. But he just was like, hey, I'm, like, 5 minutes away. And I was in the shower. So I thought, not a big deal. It's BT.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized he came in the house and he went right down to the bathroom. The cat's bathroom. So humiliating.
I understand. I understand.
Like, he said, are you dating anyone? And I thought, I think we both know the answer to that. Don't we, BT? Don't we know the answer to that?
Anytime anyone's going to come to the house, that's one of the main things I check. And I could totally see myself being in a hurry.
Right.
And like scooping and then just boop.
I wrap up yep. just like you do with the doggy yes. when you're going along the trail. And so that was... Great.
Have you seen the litter genie?
I think I have. It like automatically does everything, right?
Well, no, this is something else. You've heard of the diaper genie.
Yes.
This is for the really lazy people. You scoop the thing and you throw it into the litter genie.
And then you twist it.
Right. And it says that you don't have to go to the trash can for a week. Why not just go to the trash can? If it did everything, if it scooped, if it
right.
deodorized, then yes, that could be called a litter genie.
Yes.
This is just lazy. I saw it at Walmart and I'm like, what is this? And I think there's some deodorizing factors, but it's ridiculous.
If it's anything like the diaper genie was right. 18 years ago, yeah, there's something scented in there. But
yes.
yeah, it's not going to last that long.
Just carry it to the dumpster in
well,
the garage or outside.
You would think, but yet again, BT would say, nope, Stephanie is lazy and she won't do that.
You were not lazy. You were in a hurry.
I was in a hurry.
No,
yes.
I was not calling you lazy. Oh my gosh.
No. I know
okay.
you were. No, I said BT was kind of. And it's nice that you have a friend that even, you know, he's a friend that you can do that
right,
with.
Right. And then joke about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mm-hmm. worry every time, because every week people come to my basement to record Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine with me. And I'm like, how's it smell? How's it, you know?
It always is great.
Because I'm very conscious. I had friends growing up. I remember as a kid, I'd go in their house and their parents were not as conscious.
Yes.
And you just remember that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that house ever.
You are not that house. You always have candles lit. I have
I
candles
do.
Lit now because
I know your house smells amazing.
I picked that up from you.
Yay.
Yes. Thank you, Janet.
What scent do we have going?
You know what? I don't
Is it
know.
Hot? Be careful.
It is a little hot. We're finishing this one up. It's almost done. We'll
nice.
See if it lasts the whole podcast.
I'm always excited when one burns up. I'm like, ooh, what's the next scent?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I stick with usually the caramels or mm-hmm. the brown sugar.
Home.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going in the spring and summer to like more tropical flower scents.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that in a few months.
Right.
But we're getting snow tonight, so it's not anytime soon.
Oh, we are getting snow tonight?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
1 to 3 inches, nothing crazy.
Okay,
we'll
good.
Be able to function tomorrow.
Right.
So, we have a Christmas tree.
Just
Is it okay
of,
that I bring that up?
It's okay.
It's
all right, Janet.
It's a really pretty Christmas tree on January 20th.
Okay, so here's the story, Janet.
It's the cats, right?
I wish I hadn't brought up the cat litter story now before this, because it's setting a pattern, but I've got a good reason for this one.
You didn't have a chance to take it down over the last 20 days.
I didn't. No, I did on December 28th. I had the time, and right. I asked Julie, the kids, because right. Rachel was home from college. I go, hey, I think I'm going to take the Christmas tree down. And Julie goes, no, I kind of want to leave it up for a little while. And we didn't put it up until Rach came home, like on the 14th. Okay. So it hadn't even been barely 2 weeks.
Right.
So I thought, all right, I'll leave it up. And then she was gone. You know, she was at her dad's for right. a while. So then you give her the week. Mm-hmm. So that's the middle of January. And then I could say, yes, the past few days have been lazy. And someone told me that they are going to keep their tree up all year and change the decorations.
Yes. One of my coworkers said that they don't have anywhere to store their tree. Like
really?
a smaller tree like that. It's not like a... People are listening. They can't see. It's not like a ginormous tree that covers like 12
no.
feet. This is like a 6 foot tree.
You are good. I think yes. it's a 6 foot. It's yes. white.
It's white. So we could definitely, you could throw on some red stuff for Valentine's Day, green yeah. stuff for March, April, May. Yeah, you could totally do that.
Except I don't want to. I don't want to put it away. You know those signs that say, we'll put up your Christmas tree lights?
Right.
I want someone to take them down.
It's the hardest part.
Yes.
Because you're just like, I have no motivation to do this.
Oh, and the crawl space, that's the part that I hate too. I have to put it down in the crawl space again.
What's BT doing?
That's right. We need to call him.
Yes.
He's back in town. I think he's headlining Comedy Works actually on Thursday night.
Oh, nice.
Give him a little plug.
South or north? Or downtown?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Comedyworks.com.
Right. Comedyworks.com. But ironically, I'm also performing that night.
Oh, that's
too,
awesome.
So you could go to his show and then go to mine in Highlands. I'll give you the address in just a
nice.
Few seconds here.
Yeah. And where are you performing?
So tomorrow night, I'm at the Pump and Dump at Comedy Works.
Okay. What's that?
Pump and Dump is the name of a show. Two women who have a hilarious
okay.
pump and dump is when you...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't tell if you
yes.
are on it with that. So they have like a variety show. They sing some songs. They
oh,
give
fun.
Away prizes. And then they have a comic too. And then we talk a little bit like a Tonight
oh, that
Show
sounds
type
like
thing.
So much fun.
So much fun. They are amazing. They're just great. So I always love being part of that show.
And how often do you do that?
Once every, maybe, is it a year? Gosh, has it already been a year?
Wow.
But they are starting to branch out and travel, too. So I'm actually going to be at Comedy Works with them on Wednesday night and then at the Bell Tower in the basement.
Yeah.
The next Wednesday, 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I'll have to see
the two shows.
I can... Break away. That would be so much. I need to see your comedy.
Yeah. You have
the
possibility of winning wine, too. They have
Ooh.
Great giveaways.
Ooh.
So
every time you've performed at the Comedy Works, I'm stuck in the green room. And I'm like, okay, I need to actually go. But, you know, I always feel weird. I'm the girlfriend of the comic, so
yeah.
I'm just like, stay out of the way. Don't get in anyone's way. I will just sit here on the couch and wait.
I see. You're right. Like to go out in the...
Right. And
uh-huh,
just like
and just
watch.
That's true. I wouldn't think of that. Because sometimes, especially if I haven't been at Comedy Works mm-hmm. in a while, and the staff may not remember you, or that particular
right.
waitress might be new, I do sort of feel like, mm-hmm. nope, I don't want to... anything
that I'm happened just... to me one night after Steve was done performing
mm-hmm.
I had been backstage the whole night and I came out I'd let him you know do his meet and greet stuff and I came out and someone was like can I help you I was like yeah where's Steve well everyone needs to exit I'm like I'm his girlfriend what no ah I felt like such a loser
no
like Steve never leave me alone again ever
You need a t-shirt. I'm
yeah.
Steve's girlfriend.
Yes.
Mudflap. I almost said mudflaps, Mrs., but
not a Ms. Mrs.
Yeah, yeah, right. I think it's something different. Sorry.
No, I'll you're fine.
Work on it.
You're going to freak him out, not me. Yeah. So let's do Woman Crush of the Week.
Okay, let's do it.
You go first.
All right. Amy Poehler.
She is hilarious.
I have a huge crush on her.
She is in Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
About to end.
I'm very sad about that. Although I never watch it on TV, always on Netflix.
Okay.
So I'm behind a couple seasons.
So you got plenty of time.
Have plenty of time.
She'll have a new show by then.
We're mid-season. Yeah, I got a couple more seasons to go. So she is great in that. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that I didn't see her and Tina Fey do recently the
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Right.
But I love them.
They are hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious. And I could not find why, but this was their last year to do the Golden Globes.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, because they're both very funny.
Right.
And I don't remember who hosted before them, which means that it was probably not great.
Right.
So I think they should bring them back. There should be a petition.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Survey Monkey. I don't know.
Survey Monkey. Yes. I like it. Yes.
Send it to everyone you know, and then they send it to everyone they know, and we'll just get the numbers.
And you know what else I like about that is doing stand-up comedy, you don't get to see your friends a lot. You know, you travel alone, and I love that they work together so much. I know they're not typically stand-up comics. They both, I think, have a improv background.
Mm-hmm.
I just got her book, Yes Please.
Okay.
In our family, we have a gift. Not a gift exchange, but like a white elephant.
Oh, very smart.
So we, you know, there's a limit on how much you spend, and then you wrap it up, draw numbers, and then you can steal from your family, which is always nice around the Christmas time.
Right. You want to steal things.
To encourage, competition with
spirit.
Your brothers.
How many people get involved?
I have three brothers.
Oh, wow.
And two sister-in-laws and my mom and dad.
That's
and
a
myself.
Lot of people.
So it does get going. Yeah. And this year it did a few things passed around. So
that's so much
I
fun.
Always like that. Yeah.
We always draw names and it's like secret. You don't know who got you until Christmas.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, we didn't do it this year with Steve's family, but it was successful in the last couple of years. It saves money.
It does.
You don't
and
have to
time.
Spend hundreds and hundreds. And you don't know what everyone wants.
Yes.
You don't.
Uh-huh.
So, well, that's cool. Amy Poehler.
Yeah, and how about you?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly
She's been
Parton.
All up in the news this week. That's why I was like, well, this one's easy. She turned 69 yesterday.
Oh,
she looks amazing for 69.
Yes. Happy birthday, Dolly.
Yeah. And then NBC announced it had signed a development deal with her. The network plans to develop a state of 2-hour TV movies based on Dolly's songs, stories, and the life and her life.
Wow.
Right.
So they're going to do a couple different movies?
Yeah. That's what this says. A state of 2-hour TV movies. I don't know what that means.
Huh.
I was hoping you would, being in the entertainment world.
I know,
world.
You would think, but
yeah,
I bet
maybe
Loretta
it was
Lynn's
a typo.
Jealous.
I know. Well, that's she had love. Coal Miner's Daughter.
I know, but that was just one 2-hour movie,
right?
Not a couple different 2-hour TV shows based on your songs, life,
and
writing,
boobs.
Right?
Is that
boobs? That's an hour per boob, really,
right.
Is what we could do right there.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to Loretta's home? You can go visit her home. They brought like the whole cabin where she grew up to where she lives. It's like, I don't know, 500 feet from where she actually lives.
Really?
You can tour. Yeah, it's right outside Nashville. And the one time I was in Nashville, someone that I befriended, she was like, oh, do you like Loretta Lynn? I was like, yeah. What? Of course. So we went out to see Loretta's ranch. It was amazing. And I'm like, Loretta's in that house right now? Yeah. I'm like,
wow.
Dang. That's awesome.
Yes. So you didn't go to see Elvis, or did you do that too?
No.
Just
he died
Loretta Lynn.
Before I was born.
Oh, but no, you can go tour his house.
Oh, no, I've never been to Memphis.
Oh, wait, sorry, I'm getting my towns mixed up. Oh, my gosh.
It's all in
Can
Tennessee.
We just start this podcast no. over again. Let's edit out the kitty litter thing. Then
do you want me to take that out?
No, okay. I'm just kidding.
I tell all my guests, if there's something that you say or that I ask about that's not okay.
Oh, that is really
sweet.
We
might accidentally hit delete. It's happened maybe twice. But yeah. So if you're in Nashville, that area, it's probably like 45 minutes outside of Nashville.
Wow. And is it super small? The cabin?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
It's old, old school.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing. A little bit more about Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She, last year, she released an album called Blue Smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it debuted at number 2 on the top country album charts and number 6 on the Billboard 200. I find that to be impressive because you listen to country radio today, they're not playing it. You don't even know that she has a new album. But that's where music's going, away from the radio charts and
people
buy their own stuff. Reba McEntire's latest song was number 1 on iTunes, I believe, and I haven't heard it on the radio. It might be played a little bit, but not as much as the Florida Georgia Line and the stuff that's hot.
That is just how it's changing, isn't it? Radio.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still relevant.
Yes, she is.
What's your favorite Dolly Parton songs? Do you know any?
Jolene. I don't know a lot, but I do like that.
That's one of my, I have it written here. Coat of Many Colors and Jolene.
Yes. And my daughter, who really isn't into, one is into country music, Julie is not, and she had Jolene on one of her playlists, too.
Oh, very cool.
So she just loved that song. I thought that was really neat.
It's one of those songs that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Whitney Houston song.
I Will Always Love You.
I thought that was a great song. She's an amazing writer.
She is. She is. And she had that song with Kenny Rogers back in the 80s, Islands in the Stream.
Right.
I like that song. Yeah. Kind of a poppy song for country.
Little bit. But Taylor Swift.
She's no longer country.
That's true.
Have you listened to her latest CD?
I did. It's good.
I love Blank Space. I'm obsessed.
That's right.
It starts my day almost every day on my way to work.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Pretty cute video, too.
Yes.
That guy's hot.
I know.
In the beginning.
The Ken doll. Mm-hmm. He looks like
This is horrible of me to say.
No.
But I thought...
This is a safe zone, Stephanie. Okay. It's a safe zone.
I thought, if he talks, he's never... I felt bad for him almost a little bit, because he's never going to live up to the image.
Right.
You have how he's going to be in your head.
You know, that reminds me of 50 Shades of Grey. Did you read the books?
I did read the first book.
And so now the movie, I remember when they were casting, like, no one could live up to that.
Right.
Because you have this idea of what that man is. And now Taylor Swift's Blank Space guy, you have this idea of who this guy is. And, yeah, he can't talk.
No, he can't. No.
He just needs to stand there.
Just stand there.
And be
there.
Pretty. So, don't we get mad at men for talking about women?
We do. We do. And I really almost can relate to that sometimes, because if I meet a guy that has seen me on stage and didn't know me beforehand, I feel like I fall on that.
Right.
When you don't meet their expectation of what you are.
Right.
And you're never going to really.
Because they expect you to be funny constantly.
Right. And that goes down. Super fast. Good news. Neither one of us spend much time. They figure it out pretty fast.
Right. That's awesome. You didn't watch the Golden Globes. Are you going to watch the Oscars? I know some people have like watch parties and.
Yeah, I would love to. When is that coming up?
I don't know the date.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would have
I
been
saw your
good
face
prep.
When I know. That would have been good.
I'm going to go over some of the nominations while you look up the date.
Okay, sounds good.
Multitasking. And I want to know if you've seen any of these movies. Birdman?
I have not seen any of the movies yet. I almost saw American Sniper.
Okay.
I really want to see that.
That one's like crazy, blowing up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Birdman got 9 nominations. The Grand Budapest Hotel got 9 nominations. The Imitation Game got 8. Boyhood got 6. American Sniper got 6. And Whiplash got 5. In addition to those, we have Interstellar that had 5 nominations. And Foxcatcher, which had 5. Of those, I've only seen Birdman, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and Boyhood. And Boyhood is probably my favorite out of all of those.
Really?
It was the one that was filmed over 12 years with Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I want to see that one too.
I thought it was awesome.
Someone put on social media, though, that other than the fact that it took them 12 years to...
I know who posted that.
Really? That they didn't think much of it.
Right, yes.
And you disagree with that.
I did, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think that was Ben Roy that posted that.
You're right. Let's call him out.
He would totally call us out.
That's true, he would.
And one movie that's not on here that I was really sad that it wasn't nominated for anything was The 100-Foot Journey. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, another great movie last year. I think it may have... It was nominated for Golden Globes, but...
Didn't make
it. Oscars. And I always feel like the Golden Globes are kind of like a foreshadowing of the Oscars, but this year it feels like it's not as much.
Hmm. Well, we will have to watch the Oscars and see what happens on February 22nd, 7 Bam. Eastern time.
I just set my DVR. Like, I'll search, because I can set my DVR from my phone. DirecTV has the app.
You can?
And so, like today I was thinking, I need to set my DVR for SNL. Blake Shelton's hosting this Saturday night. Right?
Right.
Super excited. Never watched Saturday Night Live, but Blake Shelton... He's married to Miranda. So I set that, and I was like, oh, I need to set it for the Oscars. But I have to wait till it gets closer.
Okay.
Because it doesn't show up in the DVR.
Until, like, February? A
couple weeks.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll have to watch. And
you met Miranda, didn't you?
A few times, but it's never like, hey, let's hang out and be friends. It's a cattle call.
Yet.
I
probably
know,
next
right?
time.
Next time. Uh-huh. She'll be like, Janet! Miranda!
How you doing? Fine. You look great. Thank you. So do you.
What's your secret? Yeah. That'll happen.
It will. It will.
So speaking of American Sniper, Steve saw it and said he loved it. Uh-huh. I did not see it, but Steve said I would not like it. It's kind of a dark movie.
I would think it would be.
And I'm not a dark movie person.
Then I'm going to agree with Steve.
So you get into those dark movies? It's based on a true story, which makes it even darker.
It does. It does. But I just am fascinated by him. And I can't remember the...
Bradley Cooper?
Well, yes. Yes, that goes without saying.
Clint Eastwood.
And yes, him too. But the actual
the
man.
The actual Navy SEAL guy.
Who I'm going to Google right now.
Okay. Well, this last weekend is when it was released, and it shattered records, like $90.2 million in ticket sales, record smashing for January. And it's the best opening for Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
And let's see.
Bradley Cooper, I hear, did he get nominated for Best Actor for that, too.
He did, yes.
I think it's such a heartbreaking story, and he's such an American hero, the man that I am about to say his name.
The Navy SEAL.
The Navy SEAL. Chris Kyle.
There we go.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that name.
Really?
I didn't know the real... I've seen the link on Facebook, like, read the real story about the guy behind the story and his wife. And
I remember when he was shot. I remember that because I just thought it was so... I admired him that he came back. And I know so many people who have served have a tough time coming back.
Emotionally.
So yes. And he was helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that's brave too, because I just admire him.
Right. No, I agree.
And his family, you know, his wife, to go through that, because I think he, do you say passed away or shot, I guess? You could say.
No longer here.
No longer here.
Right.
That 2-year anniversary would be February 8th, will be February 8th.
Did you know all of this off the top of your head?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really into this story.
I am into this
story.
That's
awesome. I had no idea.
Yeah, because... That's fresh. I mean, she has young children, and she lost her husband.
And she let the story be told. A lot of people would want to move on. And
Yes, or need time to process right. that. And I do know that Bradley Cooper and Clint Eastwood, it was in the talks to have a story about his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was killed. And mm-hmm. so it was kind of on the back burner. And then they just moved on it really fast.
Goosebumps.
I know.
Maybe I do want to see the movie now. I didn't know all this.
Really?
I didn't.
I'm fascinated. I could never do what he did, and I haven't even seen the movie yet, but to make those split mm-hmm. decisions that you have to make
in order to survive,
right, and save your
team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. So you can't think about it. And I think he did. I did read that. He goes, I don't think about it as another person. I could be misquoting, but you just have to think,
it's a goal.
How can I save my team?
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm fascinated by him. And then I think he had trouble when he came back. So he overcame that. And then he went to help other people who are coming back. I just think that's great.
That is awesome. It is an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
I foresee it being a big winner.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper was smart.
It's crazy. You look at The Hangover, and now you look at American Sniper.
Yep.
Two different worlds. Very diverse actor right there.
I did see him on Charlie Rose, Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And he was talking about that. I think they show it in the commercials where there's the mother and the child, and it looks like she's handing him a grenade or something.
Okay.
And he's in the movie, he's looking through the
scope thing.
Thank you.
Yes. This is why we work well.
I know. It's like charades, but on a podcast. So I apologize for everybody who can't see the hand gestures, but that's what makes it challenging. Bradley Cooper could not have the boy in. He goes, I can't. That you have to have them not be there because I can't do it.
Right.
He couldn't even pretend, or not pretend, but act. I mean, he could act, but he couldn't look through that.
I don't blame him.
I just think that's powerful. Right.
Because I hear, as actors and actresses, you really have to get into it to do your job well.
Yes.
And that includes the emotions. So I could totally see, having to pull away from that. And
right.
Just to make it look like he was doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I want to see them.
This next weekend, you should do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the rodeo, though, too, for the American Stock Show.
When are you going?
I think I'm going to go to the Pink Rodeo, Janet.
When is that?
It's at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
I am going to that rodeo. I didn't know it was the Pink Rodeo.
I'm pretty sure it's the Pink Rodeo.
I have to check this out.
Yeah.
So I need some advice.
Okay.
My girlfriend has been pregnant for probably about 6 months now.
If you were going to say 2 years, I was going to have a talk. Right. You would have to delete that part. Okay, 6 months, though, is good.
I'm thinking, that's about... So when she first got pregnant, we had dinner, and she's like, we're going to have the baby shower on this coming Sunday. Okay, awesome. Put it in my phone. Reserve the day. This is your baby shower day. Okay, so then my coworker's like, hey, we have an extra ticket to the rodeo. And I'm like, okay, when is that? Saturday. Well, that's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. So the baby shower invite comes. I don't look at it. I RSVP. I'm like, I'll be there.
And it's Saturday.
This last weekend, she's like, it'll be so great to see you Saturday. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know what to do. Like, I haven't done anything. I'm sitting here at the crossroads going, I need to tell someone I can't make it.
What time is the baby shower at?
It's 12 to 3.
Okay.
It falls completely bad. There's no way. Like, I'm like, and it's down south where I live.
Okay, so you could not get up north to the rodeo. Mm-hmm. And your friend, you're going with some friends to the rodeo.
Right.
Did they already, and they bought the tickets already?
Yes, I already paid them for it. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Janet. It's. I'm like.
Yeah. Okay. So the rodeo is at 11.
Yes.
You can see how long the rodeo is. I think Steve it's an hour and a half, two hours.
A couple hours.
Right.
1 o'clock.
I would do the.
I'm going to show up at your shower at 2.
Brilliant at this. I always forget. sometimes, you know, that I have something going on. I'm like, no, I don't have any comedy. But I forget to think, well, why don't we look, you know, your mom too. Maybe you should look at that calendar too, Stephanie, before you commit to something. I would go to the rodeo for an hour. And they have a dog competition before that. So I would go a little early so you could get all the rodeo stuff in. Drive separately, or Steve can get a ride home with someone.
Well, no, Steve's not going to be there. It's just me. So, and I'm driving separately.
And then, so stay there until, gosh, 12 is so short. But I would say 12. An hour is good. You're going to see a lot of the rodeo.
Do I give my rodeo friend a heads up beforehand and be like, okay, this is what I did?
Yeah, because you paid for your ticket.
Right. But she was super excited that I could go. She's like, you're my only country friend.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, y'all, this isn't going to go well.
No. Miranda would not approve. What would Miranda do?
I still think you could maybe go. You could just be honest. Be honest and say, I really thought this was on Sunday. I had it in my calendar. It turns out it's Saturday, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay at the rodeo for the first hour.
Yes.
And then go to the shower. Because there's not going to be too much traffic at that time of the day. Right.
And you think it would be rude to show up to the shower an hour late?
See, I almost, would it take an hour? It would take an hour to get there.
Worst case scenario.
I don't know what she's like. I would be okay with that.
Okay, as long as I show up with a gift.
You have the gift.
Right.
Really, showers don't start right on time. So it's not going to get going until like 12:30 where people sit down. Like you might show up when people are starting to open the gifts.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit into it, depending on how they have it. I haven't been
You're
to a baby
awesome.
Shower in a long time.
I haven't been to many of them. And yeah, you're awesome. Because I gotta cancel one of them. And both of them include friends. Like if it was just a rodeo ticket with my coworkers, like I'd be like, sorry, real life.
Yeah.
I deal with you guys 5 days a week.
Or Steve.
Right. Right.
I mean,
and
we love
Steve's
you, Steve,
like, you just need to call and cancel. So, yeah, I like your idea better. I just need to tell everyone involved that I'm a bonehead.
This happened because at one point or another, it's happened to everybody.
I hope so.
It's happened to me a lot. If it's not happening to someone else, you're welcome because I'm taking your time so that it happens.
And I'm so organized.
You are.
You get busy and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's going to be on Sunday and then put it on Saturday.
Right.
So she's not having it at her house. She's having it at another person's house. So I bet there's some play in there, that too.
Yeah. So do that and then go see her after the baby's born. Like maybe bring her a meal that she can freeze. So you'll get to see her and the baby and have one-on-one time. You'll show up at the shower. You have a gift. You'll just be a little late, and then you get to go to the rodeo.
She's having a girl, so pink.
Oh, you'll just be all...
I'll be the pink rodeo girl.
Yes.
And then the pink baby shower girl.
Nice.
Yes.
I had a pink cowboy hat that was battery operated. It had like, and I wish I would have given it to you.
That would be awesome.
I was opening for Kathleen Madigan in Montana, and we got them.
Oh,
they were great.
Montana. I've heard Montana's beautiful.
It was. I didn't get to see a lot of it when we were doing that. I'd like to get back. I have a cousin who's up there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. First, you let me know that the rodeo is pink on Saturday, and you gave me some great friend advice.
Yes.
About how not to be a horrible friend.
You're not a horrible friend.
I feel horrible.
No, it's going to be okay, and then you can go do both.
Yes.
And then just don't plan anything...
I have nothing that night because
so
I'm going to be
exhausted.
Just,
yes. Then you can just relax and recoup. So you just kind of gear up and go, okay, here we go. We're going to do this. Yep. And it's going to be hard to leave the rodeo.
It will be.
Because the little kids will be on the sheep, you know,
the
trying
mutton
to
busting.
Do that. Yes.
When is the bull riding? Is that at the end?
No, I think it's got to be. in the beginning are interspersed.
Because I feel like that's my favorite part, and so it's probably everybody else's favorite part, the 8-second ride.
Yeah.
So it would be like the finale, but I just got to deal with it.
Right.
I've been to rodeos. I'll be fine.
That's a good way to think about yes. it. There'll be another one.
There will be, mm-hmm. especially when there's the National Western Stock Show every year. So you're going to be at the same rodeo. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to that because my daughter has soccer. Nobody cares about this. I don't know why I'm bringing it up.
No, you're fine.
I have other stuff going on. So I'm going to the early one. I kind of wanted to go to the 8 o'clock because then you get to see the Cowboys. Everybody's out.
Right.
Having a good time. But it's not going to work with the schedule.
The traffic would be so horrible at the 8 o'clock show.
True. Thank you, Janet. Yes.
All right, let's play question and answer fun.
Okay.
Get to know Stephanie McHugh a little bit more. Did you get to look over these questions?
I did, and I forgot them.
Oh, good. Okay. What's your favorite family vacation?
We just went to the Ozarks. That's our family reunion. We have a family reunion every 3 years. So you stay at a cabin. The mm-hmm. lake's right there.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes. It's like...
Like Chillicothe area?
I think so.
Yeah.
You're from there, aren't you?
I grew up west of there, but yeah, I'm very familiar. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Really pretty. It's a church camp that we go to, so it's just their own little lake.
Windermere? No. Windermere?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look.
Yes, please do, because I went to a church camp every summer.
Really?
On Lake of the Ozarks, yeah.
So it is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful lodge. You can look out. They have the hummingbird feeders. Mm-hmm. And nobody has to fix the food.
There's cafeteria.
Do the cafeteria.
Nice.
And then we play games and stuff at night. So everybody can do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
People have the little babies, you know, and people who have older kids. So it fits everybody's schedule. You can all be together.
How many family members?
We have 60. People
wow.
now. It's almost like we're not related
anymore. You have to wear badges. Oh, you're a relative.
Exactly.
Oh, you're not. That's Thank right. God.
Almost some of them couldn't give kidneys to the other because it's so separated. But it's my great-grandma.
Okay.
Had 4 kids.
Okay.
And one was my grandma. So it's all their descendants.
Right. Wow.
So my daughter is really good friends with her like 3rd or 4th cousin.
That's awesome.
It's great. And they're very close. So I think it's going to keep going. We have it once every 3 years.
Is it always in Lake of the Ozarks?
No. I actually, Janet, have to do it this weekend. I have to send out an email because it's in Colorado. They want to do it in Colorado.
Oh.
So I got to figure it out.
Are you the hostess?
I just am organizing this one.
That's a lot.
It's
a lot. 60 people. Where are you guys going to go?
We will probably go to Snow Mountain.
Okay.
Or Estes Park. Mm. One of those 2 Y camps. Yeah. Janet, why did we bring that up?
I'm sorry. This is...
Promise Aunt Sally, I am sending it out right now. Because you have to book it. It's like a wedding.
For 60 people, I can imagine.
Yeah, you got to book it early.
3 years in advance.
Yep.
You're at 2.5, Stephanie.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks, I know.
All right, next question.
Let's keep this moving.
What would you change about yourself if you could?
Ooh. The first thing that popped to my mind is that I didn't like sugar so much.
I know.
I'm really, really struggling with that.
Did you have any New Year's Eve resolutions?
Yes, Janet.
When you say my name like that, I know I'm in trouble.
I did. Last year, I had a word for the year, and it was resilience.
Okay.
So when something happened, I wasn't going to mull around in it, mm-hmm. just move on.
You have that personality. You're always upbeat and...
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you. So thank you. I did really... I felt like that worked. So this year... I used willpower.
Not sugar-free?
And faith. Yeah. Those 2 words. Instead of worrying or having fear, just have faith that it's going to work out and be in that mindset.
How's that going?
It's not going great, Janet, but it's only January 20th. We still have a Christmas tree up. So really, I'm just
You've got time. You've got time.
But it's going to go good. I just don't know why. I think I'm by myself sometimes, and then I just eat a little bit of the cookie.
Nobody
and
knows.
Then I eat a little bit more, and I'm standing up in the kitchen. So sitting down and eating real food.
Right. This month, Steve and I are avoiding the sugar, avoiding the fast food. I tried the avoiding of the alcohol, but my job requires it at the end of the day. So I made it like a week.
Very good.
But the sugar thing, it's addicting.
It is addicting.
It is bad. And with Steve Travels, I do the same thing. I'm like, no one's going to know. I'm going to eat more and more. And
I'll
then Steve
tomorrow.
Comes home and he's like, what happened to all the cookies? I'm like, dang it. Don't leave me alone. Stop working.
Exactly. It's his fault.
And then the last one, what really makes you angry?
Really
you don't seem
angry.
Like an angry person. Like I don't see you getting like zero to rare.
I did take an acting class and she did say that the director, or she gave the feedback. She goes, there's no in between. You're like just nice. And then all of a sudden your character just was really angry. And people don't respond that way. There's usually a gradual thing. I'm like, huh. That could be a problem. That's how I... It's like, I told you, please take out the garbage like that. So when you didn't...
Take out the even garbage! Yeah. I don't know where the English accent just came in. The even garbage! I don't even know if that's English.
I don't
know. It was the rural English.
It was very good.
Thanks.
And so... I forgot the question now.
What makes
me
angry?
Driving sometimes
driving
does.
Is bad for me.
People chewing with their mouth open.
Ooh.
I apologize to everybody, but that noise drives me crazy. That's not really angry, but it drives me crazy.
Which can make you angry.
Which will make me angry.
Bad drivers, that's one of my, yeah, I will get very angry. I won't road rage because I don't want to get shot.
Uh-huh.
It's happened a couple times here in the area over the last month. I'm like, okay, keep your cool. But inside I'm going, grumble, 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 grumble. And I'm pretty sure that I have to wear a night guard at night because of driving.
Oh. Yeah. Just, do you have a long commute to work?
No, it's only 20 minutes. It's, yeah.
But is it in traffic?
Not really. It's mainly back roads. But Parker is growing. And the roads are not growing to accommodate.
It
so
is really growing.
My commute will probably end up being 40 minutes within the next year because there's just so many people, so many new houses, and the roads are not expanding. And everyone
wow.
knows the back roads.
Oh, that's...
I hate that.
Yep, right. In my defense, too, about the Christmas tree, Parker had Christmas tree lights up. I went to the dentist, Twin Aspen Dental, down
uh-huh.
in Parker, and I'm like, see, I don't feel so bad. That was last
right.
week.
I still have neighbors with Christmas lights up.
Yeah. I think actually this last weekend was when
it was so beautiful.
People need to take it out, take them down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, what, 50, 55 degrees outside?
Something like that.
Yeah. If
Gorgeous.
You didn't get your Christmas lights outside taken down, Christmas trees inside don't count. Yeah.
Right.
You're slacking. Or you're at the rodeo.
And a shower.
Right.
You got a lot more things going
a lot
on.
Of stuff
than
going
worry
on.
Worry about Christmas lights.
So you have the two shows coming up tomorrow, Comedy Works.
I do.
And then next Wednesday at the Bell Tower in the basement.
Correct. And then Thursday I also have a show.
This week or next?
This week, Thursday. And I'm sorry, I'm bringing up the details. And
no,
I should
you're
have been
fine.
More savvy with my phone.
How is the connecting of the Facebook and Twitter?
Good. I don't even think about it.
Right. It's awesome, isn't it?
It is. Part of me is going, gosh, I probably don't stay in the 140 characters occasionally. But a lot of times
it'll
it's just
trail
a picture.
Off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And what are you going to wear to the rodeo?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that because before you told me it was a pink rodeo, I had my Western shirt, which is red. So I may need to revisit that idea. There's a great Western store up here, the Cinch Factory Outlet.
I love that store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just way up here. I have Sheplers down south, which is a little, which is nice, but it's not as cheap.
Oh.
And for Western wear, I don't wear it that much. I'm not a farmer.
To afford the cost.
The $90 shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not sure. What are you going to wear?
I don't really dress to... I have my Fry boots, so I'm going to get... Although I have cowboy boots from the Cinch Factory store, actually. So I may wear those. They're a little slippery. I'm not great at walking in them.
You should have seen me. When I used to work at the Rose, I'd wear my cowboy boots because you work at the Grizzly Rose, you have to wear cowboy boots.
Heck yeah.
Until I fell like 4 times.
It
would get wet. Someone would spill a beer and I'd be going along with my tray and boo!
Boom. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The bartender was finally like,
it's not showing up. Oh, give me just another second.
Worries.
But.
And you have a turtle. Random. Sorry, squirrel. No. Turtle.
I do.
I wanted to talk about this, and it's behind me.
Yes.
So I looked at your cat, and I was like, oh, I really like your cat. Your cat seems sweet. But wait, there's Bella, the turtle.
Yeah.
And she is 20.
She is 20.
And she's going to live to be, do you have...
50.
Do you have a will
60.
For someone to take care of her if she outlives you?
Technically, she's Julie's.
Oh.
But really, she's... mine. Who are we kidding?
Who feeds her?
Who feeds her?
Who
loves
cage?
Her? Right. I used to have nightmares. I can't remember if I told you this or not, but we got her right after the divorce.
Okay.
And when I moved into the new house, so I think I was just stressing out about having a home by myself, not having the kids all the time. So I'd have dreams that I wasn't taking care of Bella enough. Like all my maternal love is... focused
on your turtle.
On the turtle.
And when I got here, you said you just fed her and she was partying in the USA.
She was. She was happy. I can't believe you didn't realize that, Janet. She just was looking at you. It's.
Where is she now?
I think she went in her little tunnel.
The party ended.
It's nap time now. That's how that goes.
She moved rather quickly.
She is really fast. And if you put her on her... upside down.
Can she get back?
Yeah, she can. She like takes her neck and flips it and then flips over.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't even
take
that long.
I bet that wears her out.
I don't do it. Yeah, I haven't done it in a few years. But I just don't know why I tried it once. I want to make like a little turtle gate so that she can be like in the hardwood floor part mm-hmm. of the house. Thursday. Squirrel.
Thursday. This Thursday, the 22nd.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Highlands Comedy Show.
Look at your face is on that.
It is.
Oh, wow. Whoa, those are some blue eyes.
Those are some blue eyes. Pretty good.
Wow. We'll have to post that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just send that to me and we will post it on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great little room. It's fun.
How many people? It's at the High Bar. I love the High Bar. Great sushi.
It is really good.
Do you get sushi as part of your payment?
I don't know. I should.
That should be on your rider.
It really should. Yep.
That and some sake.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, we are at 49 minutes.
Okay.
And you're not going to want me to delete anything, right?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's all good. I own everything. The cat.
Oh.
Cat litter. The fact that poor BT had to go, yeah.
It's a funny story.
It is funny.
To all of us cat owners. To the dog lovers that hate cats, they're like, ew.
Right.
They don't get it.
They don't get it. Neither do the turtle.
The turtle owners.
Turtle people don't get it. But the turtle cat people, the other two women,
you guys
have a
group.
We are with
me. You have a group on Facebook, don't you?
I am resilient.
And you have willpower.
And I bounced back from that. Yes. And I
have
willpower.
Faith.
And I have faith that it's going to work out just fine. Thank you.
All right. So we'll do this again.
Love to.
And this is always so much fun with you.
It's great to see you again, Janet. Thank you so much.
We'll have to get together after the Oscars.
Yes.
And recap.
Love it.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.